Item number 11, York County, number 06-1431. Randy.
Thanks for getting me in before lunch.
I tend to get a number of them in, I hope, before lunch. Of course, I didn't say what time lunch is going to be either. Unless I have a mutiny.
Okay, Kathy, lights, please. County of York is requesting authorization to replace the Allens Mill Road culvert crossing of West Chisholm Creek to reduce roadway flooding in York County. Project is protested by a York County resident. Chisholm Creek, the project is located in the headwaters of Chisholm Creek. Chisholm Creek is a tributary of the Pocosin River, which empties out into the bay. Here's the thoroughfare, just below the York Fair. Chisholm Creek, as it passes beneath Allens Mill Road, is a tidal stream. At high water, the tide does push upstream of the road. At low water, the stream is dominated by a perennial flow due to the contributing watershed. This is an aerial depicting Allens Mill Road as it comes down across Chisholm Creek. The creek actually jogs over to the left and passes beneath the road where the red arrow is beneath the tree canopy before it jogs back to the east. In 2003, the county completed a drainage study which recommended upgrading the existing culverts there to reduce roadway flooding and to improve stormwater drainage in this section of York County. This road does go underwater during northeasters and during heavy rainfall events and must be closed. Specifically, what they want to do, you have your two existing 24-inch culverts depicted in red. They want to replace those with 60-inch culverts. An 8-inch water line will have to be replaced. They'll also place about 30 linear feet of riprap scour protection downstream of the new wing wall. And the road itself will be raised approximately a foot in elevation to reduce flooding. It's the cross section depicting the water line to be replaced, as well as the culverts. This is a ground shot looking immediately upstream. You'll see the stream at low tide is some 8 to 15 feet in width, depending on where you measure it. It is dominated by the perennial flow. It runs wet year-round. Looking downstream of the culvert, the creek's a little bit deeper, a little bit wider, because there's continuous scour that takes place here. This is why they're proposing the riprap scour protection after they get the new culverts in. Just another shot looking a little bit downstream of the culverts. This is off the project site at this point, just showing you what Chisholm Creek looks like as it exits the project area. And then a final aerial. Kathy, lights, please. Project is protested by Mr. Robert Holloway, a nearby county resident. In his letter of November of 06, Mr. Holloway suggests that the project drawings are unclear and that the project, if constructed, will lead to increased siltation downstream. He believes that the project attempts to remedy problems brought on by overbuilding and that it will cause damage to downstream property owners. BIMS advises that the project impacts will be largely temporary in nature and that significant adverse environmental impacts are not anticipated. No other state agency has commented. In summary, while staff acknowledges the concerns raised by Mr. Holloway, increasing development pressure and attendant stormwater runoff is common throughout all of Tidewater. It appears that York County is attempting to address the problems associated with stormwater drainage comprehensively by funding the improvements recommended in the Brandywine Area Drainage Study. Staff does note that the project drawings do call for installation of silt fencing and a downstream silt boom during project construction. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by the protestant, and after considering all the factors contained in sections 28.2-1205A of the code, we are recommending approval as submitted.
Thank you, Randy. Any questions from the commission? Randy, I have one. The issue that Mr. Holloway brought up about the drawings being sufficient, are they sufficient in your mind to make the evaluation that staff made during the course of deliberation?
They are now. As you know, Tracy West handled this area until she left us, and this project has been on our plate for some months. There was some dialogue between her and the county and their consultant about getting mineral water added to the drawings. It has been added. Essentially, that scour hole, which is below, you know, the road, it scours to about a foot and a half below mean low water. So, you know, that essentially has been depicted now in the drawings, and
I have what I need. Them appeared to have what they need to produce their report, so I'm comfortable with the drawings at this point. They're engineer drawings, so.
Okay. Any further questions? Thank you, Randy. Is the applicant here represented? Sir, come forward. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Joe Sisler.
Okay, Mr. Sisler, raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Proceed.
I'm the manager of engineering for York County, and I have with me Ms. Anna Drake, who is the manager of environmental programs. We're here essentially to answer any questions the commission might have about this, and I'll take just a minute to give you a little more background on it. The drainage problem is with Allens Mill Road and the next road upstream, which is Birchers Road. Both of them share the same problem. They have two 24-inch concrete culverts under them, which are significantly undersized to carry the storm flows that they're receiving. When we get a storm, Allens Mill Road will overtop, and that becomes an inconvenience. We do have Route 17 that allows traffic to get around the area. However, at Bircher Road, the next road upstream from this crossing, there's only one way in and one way out for the residents there, and they're the ones that asked the county to address this problem. And you can't really just address Bircher Road without fixing Allens Mill Road at the same time. So that's what we did. We went out and hired RK&K engineers to study this problem, came back. It's actually a joint project between VDOT and the county. It's a revenue-sharing project, so we're each in for half. After looking at RK&K's proposals, discussing them with VDOT, bringing in the Army Corps and DEQ, we've came upon this fix, which is very simple. As I said, take out the 224s and replace them with 260-inch culverts, and that's the application that's before you.
Okay. There's been some concern, as was alluded during the evaluation, about the control of erosion and sedimentation through there. Is the county employing best management practices and what's acceptable as far as the standard for controlling these type of problems in this area?
Yes, sir, for the construction, that's certainly the case. Now, I believe the protest is trying to look at something larger, that making these pipes larger is going to put more sediments in the creek. However, the fact is that the volume of water is the same, whether we let it out fast or slow. It doesn't change the volume of water there. And because the impoundment area upstream of the road is not a designed BMP, it is true when you impound water there, some of the sediments will settle out, but unfortunately the next storm will just resuspend those solids, and because the drains are at the bottom of the stream, it'll just drain out again, kind of like throwing some muddy water in your bathtub. Some will be remain, but the next time you turn the shower on, it goes out as well.
Any questions for Mr. Sisler?
Yes.
Mr. Fox.
Now, you mentioned that there's one road that's to one area that's one road in, one road out. So if that road is flooded because the culverts here are too small, then there would be no access by fire engines or ambulances or safety vehicles of any type. Is that correct?
That is correct, and that's been the citizens' concern. During Hurricane Floyd and Dennis, those people were actually cut off from their homes for several days before they could get back into their homes or trapped in their homes, depending on where they were at the time of the storm.
And second question, with the larger culverts, the velocity of water moving through them would be less than through the smaller culverts. Is that?
Yes, sir, that is correct. And because we won't have the head upstream pushing the water through.
Right, and so that would probably allow the sediment to settle out earlier because the flow is slower.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Further questions? Thank you, sir. Is anyone here with you that wants to speak in support?
Not at this time. If there are questions, we'll be happy.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. Anyone in opposition to the project? Mr. Holloway? And yes, sir, you come on up. Sir, you can come on up, too, if you'd like, make your way, and we'll save a little time in the interim. Good morning, Mr. Holloway.
Good morning, sir.
How are you? Can you raise your right hand? You solemnly swear the testimony that you'll give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for allowing me to speak. I realize this would have been a page two item had I not protested it. Randy did advise me that it is unlikely that the board would turn down the application. I'm not against the project.
I'm sorry. Randy said what?
Randy said it was unlikely that the board would turn down the application. I am not against the project in principle. I'm familiar with this section of road in question, and it does flood frequently during periods of high tide combined with heavy rain events. I am concerned about the downstream effects of a large increase in the volume of water that will be released by larger pipes. A similar project by York County on Moores Creek increased the pipe size nearly 100 times what it had been for many, many years. As a result, there has been an unbelievable amount of dirt carried downstream and onto subaqueous bottoms, already condemned and too shallow for boating. Homeowners in Moore Creek never received any information about the work being done and how it may affect them. The four major rain events that we have had since June of 2006 have carried dump truck loads of dirt during the course of the construction downstream. I've sat through several hearings here where people have been brought before this board because of boathouses or other structures or dredging mistakes that staff believe were too large and would cause harm to the subaqueous bottoms of the Commonwealth. The dirt that has been released by York County Projects has covered hundreds of acres, and yet we haven't even been able to get your staff to look into it. On the very top of your website, the VMRC mission is stated, "The Marine Resources Commission serves as stewards of Virginia's marine and aquatic resources and protectors of its tidal waters and homelands for present and future generations." York County has shown that they are poor stewards of the Commonwealth's waters and have no concern for the Chesapeake Bay. There are others here today that would like to address the board about their concerns relating to these projects. They are prepared to speak during the public comment period. I respectfully request you to withhold your decision until you have heard from each person, and even then consider tabling the matter until further impact studies are done. Thank you.
Any questions, Mr. Holloway? Mr. Fox.
Mr. Holloway, where do you live relative to these culverts?
To the Allen Mill Road, I live in Tab. I'm probably 4 or 5 miles away.
Just to follow up what you said, the people that are here want to speak in opposition to it, but want to be heard during public comment.
Well, I know y'all's rules about things being, in other words, they want to talk to you about the runoff from the different areas of construction in York County that doesn't specifically pertain to the Allen's Mill project.
I'm not so sure that's appropriate. We need to hear this case with the merits of this case so that we can make a decision on this case and other concerns that may be a little bit more global.
We suspect that might be a possibility, but nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Thank you, sir.
Question.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Packard.
Mr. Holloway, I understand what you said about the runoff.
But yes, sir.
With regard to this pipe, are you in favor or against? I'm a little bit confused.
I'm in favor. I have no objections to the pipe, per se. My concern is what's going to be released. From the experience that we've had with the Hardwood Mills fiasco and with the Moores Creek, which y'all didn't have any permitting authority over whatsoever, y'all seem to be the only body that I can come to at this point in time and say, hey, we have concerns about what's going to happen later on downstream, because that wasn't researched, I guess is the word I'm looking for, in these other two projects. This one, however, you have some degree of jurisdiction over. Perhaps you can help us here.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you, sir. Further questions? Thank you. Yes, sir. Hello, Mr. Cardwell. Can you raise your right hand, please? You solemnly swear the testimony that you'll give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Proceed, and good to have you here.
Thank you. I have a handout, which might make it easier.
Absolutely. Right here would be fine. Thank you.
Martin, yeah. M-A-R-T-I-N, and the last name is Cardwell, C-A-R-D-W-E-L-L. How do I get this to go back to my slide? I have a folder that was put on here.
Oh, okay.
Hit escape. Oh, you got a mouse. Down there. Thank you.
Are you on the desktop?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Just close that over here, Martin.
Which one do you want?
Allen's Mill first.
Just hit F5.
F5, put it on the screen.
There you go. And you can toggle back and forth with the arrows.
Gotcha. Thank you very, very much. Could I ask for the lights, please? Good morning. Thank you very much for the opportunity to address the board.
Pleasure to have you here.
Mr. Chairman, if I might ask, During the comment section, I was going to share photographs of the Harwood Mills project and the Moores Creek.
Absolutely. That's not a problem
at all.
So would
it be worthwhile to do this consistently here since it relates? Your call how you want to do it, sir.
The concern that I have is we will be making a case decision pertaining to this permit application here. It's up to you as to what you want to provide in the way of testimony and evidence that should be germane to this specific case. As I indicated to Mr. Holloway, if you have some other concerns that are not directly associated to this, probably public comments would be the best place to make those.
That's when we're prepared to do it.
We kind of want to narrow it down much similar to a court case.
Makes sense. We're talking about, as the gentleman so ably put, exactly where we are, and like many of the others here, we use Google Earth as well. When you zoom in and look at it from that level, it's a very pristine spot. My wife and I bicycle there 2-3 times a week on our runs, and any rainstorm of any size puts water over the road. Something needs to be done to fix it. I think the only question we have here is how should it be fixed? I'd like to talk about two things. The project is composed by York County, was called a comprehensive plan. It only addresses rain going over the water or water going over the road. When I drive by there, it's obvious that when you start looking back and zoom out a little bit, you can see the watershed, if that's the proper term, that area is draining. And when you get back, there is a lot of water that comes running down there. And in the 6 years that I've lived in the county, the amount of water that heads to that 2 12-inch pipes is bigger than it's ever had been. Ironically, it's a old-fashioned retention pond of sorts, especially for the smaller storms. And what I've said in my handout here, you know, when you go to 2 60-inch pipes, what you're doing is ensuring a six-fold increase of water going directly into Chisholm Creek. It's a straight pipe. A true comprehensive solution to me would seem to incorporate best management practice. And to the best of my knowledge, there is nothing upstream of that area, and certainly the representatives here from York County can tell me if there is anything upstream from that that really retains water, helps it settle, capture, etc. I think this is just a big storm flow. That's my opinion. Going on, I have to do best management practice as a homeowner. Build a deck, got to have best management practice underneath of it. Shellfish in the area, as you know, the Percocet River, which you manage the lands there, shellfish harvesting is prohibited. I can't see why we want to put more sediment quicker, faster into Chisholm Creek and the Percocet River. So I would ask that you take a big picture view, a 20,000-foot view of that, not the close-in picture, but the big picture, and say the cumulative effect is an issue. We can look at each one with all due respect, but I think the cumulative matter. So basically what we're asking for, please do not approve this without appropriate stormwater BMP. Number two. The drawings do indeed call for silt fencing and a downstream silt boom during construction. With all due respect to the design or the call out of this on the engineering drawing, it is totally inadequate for a stormwater project. Certainly adequate for perhaps a builder on a lot. But when you rip up a stormwater area and then say, please don't rain, it's just asking for trouble. It's like a pilot taking off and not having a way to land the airplane. We would all get very upset. During the comment period today, I'm going to show you silt fencing and booms used to hold back stormwater at Harwood Mills and at Moores Creek. Ineffectively designed, ineffectively implemented, and as a result, I have 4 inches of new mud sitting on the bottom in front of my house, and I'll show you that photographic evidence. Talk about riparian rights. I now have 2 hours less a day, a tide, when I can go in and out of my boat because somebody just used
silt fence, and a silt dune. So, please hold approval of this. I know you said you didn't, you'd like to vote until after you see the photographs of what's going on proposed here, Moores Creek, and what has happened at the Harwood Mills. They're all the Pocosin, and they're all in my backyard.
I need to ask a couple points of clarification before I proceed. Mr. Sisler, please. The projects that he is describing, will the same procedures be used for ENS control here that he is referring to at Harwood Mills or other places? Because I think he's trying to make a nexus between the fallibility of these systems that have been used before and the ones that will be applied at this specific location. If that is the case, I think it probably is germane for the commission to see what he's got now prior to making the ruling than later. So my question is, pretty close to the same system, same design?
Yeah, it's pretty much what's used throughout Virginia. It's what's called for in the Virginia Erosion and Sediment Control Handbook. I know Mr. Cardwell has had some difficulties or some preconceived difficulties. DCR came to the sites.
Come to the microphone if you would, please.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
DCR came to the sites and looked at those sites and I believe said everything looks fine. We don't know how you could do anything differently. And Moores Creek, we've had DEQ out there. The Army Corps has been out there. DCR has been out there and everyone has looked at the ENS and said, This is what we would do. This is what we recommend. The difference, I believe, I understand what they're saying about BMPs, and all new development has to have BMPs in this watershed. It's almost a square mile and a half of watershed here. Anyone coming in. All we're trying to do with this project, though, is not suddenly fix all the last 50 years of ills. We're just trying to stop the flooding with this particular project.
Yeah. My concern as commissioner is that are we as a commission being, as Mr. Holloway said, the last location for the grievances to be aired, but at the same time, are these grievances that should be within our jurisdiction? And I think the best thing to do, go ahead and provide us now, since you've said what you've said, go ahead and let us see what happened at the other locations. We can take it as a big picture before making our decision. But I think now, based on what you said, we'll look at it. Then I'll have some questions. I think the commission will have some questions for York County to ensure that I just want to make sure that we as a government entity totally are doing everything that we should be doing to manage this sedimentation and erosion problem the best way we can with the best practices available. Mr. Cardwell.
Thank you very much for that. Just as a footnote to the comment, no one from DCR, no one from DEQ, and no one from BMRC, even though you were all contacted in writing and I have return receipts from the letters, no one ever responded to me officially about doing anything for the Harwood Mills. And when you see it, I think you'll understand my concern.
Okay.
What we have here is we're looking at Moores Creek. This is the Pocosin. This little 140 Breezy Point Drive is where I live. This is Harwood Mills Reservoir. This is the dam. The reason it shows up white, all the grass when this satellite went over, all the grass had been stripped below the dam.
Right.
You'll note here that there's about a mile and a quarter, not as the crow flies, it's about a mile as the crow flies between the dam and my house. But there's about a mile and a quarter of zigzag marshland and wetland between there. Moores Creek drains the ponds in the Running Man subdivision off of Victory Boulevard. Homeowners there are complaining of having water in their backyard with heavy rains, so the name of the game is here, get the water out of the backyards and get it into Moores Creek. If you zoom in a little bit, you get to see from the satellite the siltation that's filling in Moores Creek. If you talk to some of the homeowners there, they can't use their boats. The project does not show up here, but it's already started. This is where driveway pipes, what's the proper term, culverts have been put in place, very large, to get the water out. I will now show you the photographs. This is siltation fencing working at Morse Creek between Old York Road, Victory Boulevard. This is siltation fencing working. The photographs themselves, if it wasn't a PowerPoint chart, you can see all of this just runs in and is filling the creek. This is more runoff from the farmer's land coming down here and filling in the creek. And this is the only, this is at Victory Boulevard and forget the name of the road that goes around to Old York Road. This is the runoff water, the new pipe that's been put in place to handle the runoff out of Running Man that feeds into the headwaters of Moores Creek. And this will give you an idea of the sediment protection that's in place. Now remember, all it has to do is rain hard, and you can see what goes flowing down that river. That's Moores Creek. I'd like to now, if everybody's ready, to go to Harwood Mills, because there we can show you the actual downstream impact, because that was in front of my house. Just to make sure we've got the right mental picture, Harwood Mills, the marsh, beautiful area, by the way, to kayak if you'd like to do that. Where we live, notice the deep channel is on this side of the creek, and this is the headwaters of the Pocosin feeding out. This, let's make sure we understand what's going on here before you see the pictures. The old dam was perceived to be too small to handle the current runoffs we now have because of the more homes and housing, et cetera, and put too much pressure on the earthen dam. So let's put a new spillway up here a little bit higher, such that if this dam couldn't take care of it, we would then start spilling up here. And of course, if you're going to start spilling down here, you got to do something to protect the dirt there, otherwise you wash the whole thing. So the approach taken was to strip it bare and put a concrete apron down that was concrete blocks looking material, you'll see it on edge, wire meshed together with stainless steel, fill the dirt in, grow grass, and get it to stabilize. And now you'll watch what happened throughout the course of the summer. First time I went was when I received a phone call from Mr. Holloway on June 26 last year. Mr. Holloway said, "Do you have mud floating on the river in front of your house?" I came home from work. I said, "What do you mean mud?" Ran out on the pier. I've got mud floating on the river. We'll show you those pictures. He went up his side of the river. I went up to my side, and we tried to figure out where it was coming from. There were a lot of homes being built, a new development, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I was the one that found it because it was Harwood Mills, the dam project. What you have here is the headwaters of the Pocosin feeding up. Over here at the right, roughly where the curtain is the existing dam. And you'll see more photographs that show this area being stripped and trying to put in a spillway here as one as well up at the top. You can start to get a magnitude. It's a sixth of a mile long, that total run. Here's a nice silt boom at work. Basically, picture it as a big downspout next to your house, and you've got a running block there, except it's 300 feet wide. It's on a 10-degree angle, and it's a sixth of a mile long. So all we did was every time they put dirt out there, as you'll see, the rains came and washed the dirt away. So give you an idea of what we saw on the 26th. If you want to keep track of the dates up in the top left-hand corner, that would stand for the 6 year, the 6 month, and the 26th day. All these photographs, for those of you who are Microsoft-oriented, when you click on them, you can actually see the time of day and relate it to the tide and the weather. I don't want to fault your projector here, but the color is not the world's best. Trust me that is...
slow bid.
As brown as it could be. This picture was taken on the 28th.
And I use that to thank you because when you look at this live in full color at 10 megs, you just see the dirt boiling in the water. This is not colored water. This is a sediment run. Here's what's happened. This was taken on the 28th as well. These concrete block aprons over here, filled in with dirt, dirt put on top, grass seed put in place, and perhaps some straw on top in some places. The name of the game here is if you're going to use this approach, you got to keep the dirt in place to get the grass to grow. You can't let the dirt leave. Right? Not only was there no containment of the dirt there to get the earth stabilized with grass, but when you see the silt fencing in use, this is we keep going, it's atrocious. This is my neighbor's pier from my pier on the 28th. This is another neighbor's pier on the 28th, and it gets worse. This will give you an idea. This was still on the 28th. This was I use the term berm, a little retention dam built out of mud with plastic over top to catch any water that may run down and put the dirt in there. Well, as you can see, the water pressure is so great it exploded the side of that, and I'll show you more of that in a minute. More of the mud in front of my house on June 30th. More of the mud in front of my house June 30th. Another picture of the side of the berm exploded. Show you how forceful all that was, took all the construction debris and just ripped it right on down the river into the Pocosin, started filling up the center here and in the back, a couple bales of hay. Oh, and by the way, the berm wasn't designed and engineered right because at high tide it just gets swamped. This was the mess we looked at, and of course what we're doing here is we're putting new dirt back on top here because what we really need to do is get grass to grow. But the last thing we want to do is to do something different. If you keep doing the same thing over and over again, you get the same results. No intention to keep the dirt in place to get the grass to grow and stabilize it. This is July 8th. If this were a better color, let me tell you, that is some thick mud and ooze. I'm going to show you, for those of you who have boats in shallow water in front of your homes, you always wonder when to put the boat in the water and can I really go out? This log and this next log, I know you find it hard to believe there's a log there, but those two logs are what I use. If those logs are underwater, I've got enough to put my little skiff in the water and go out. Let me show you what those logs looked like back in 2005 when I put my pier permit in. Here's the one down here sitting totally out of the water, and here's that big one back there. A huge amount, I mean, we're talking dump truck fulls of dirt in the river. This, with better color on a computer screen, for those of you back here, you can see it. This is just thick caked mud that the sun is starting to cook on the surface of the water. I have water samples and mud samples of all of this. July 30th, of course, Ernesto came. This is what the water looked like. And I don't know if you want to go on, but I can take you through the same thing. I think you've got the point.
Yeah, absolutely, loud and clear.
And the only letter I ever received was from an engineer in York County when I wrote a letter and I said, gentlemen, please, if this was a private contractor, he'd either be in jail or somewhere. Stop this thing and do it right. I got a letter back from an engineer in York County, low-level engineer, and the gentleman said, DCR has been out, and they think everything's good enough for the rest of the project. Well, of course, two Northeasters came, and we just kept doing this over and over and over again. So I think you understand my point. One is it's high time, best management practice. If you're going to open up a storm sewer runoff or storm water throughput, let's put some best management practice upstream. And number two, when you're playing with stormwater, a boom and some silt fencing is not the way to go. It's infantile, with all due respect to those that specify it on drawings.
Now you understand the story.
Absolutely. Make one point about VMRC not contacting you, and I'm going out on a limb. I don't know whether it was a situation where a lot of this...
With an employee that no longer works here.
Right. And I'm going to apologize for the fact that you did not get that without having the benefit of the other side, because I can assure you it has been the policy of VMRC as long as I've been here for 15 years. Even if it's out of our jurisdiction, we write you a letter back. So from that perspective, I regret that you did not get some type of correspondence without having the benefit of hearing the other side of it.
I'm jumping to the end because I just want to show you one simple picture. This is the Pocosin. Harwood Mills Dam, Moores Creek, Allen's Mill. It's got to stop. Somebody's got to put an oar in the water and say, it's cumulative. We can't keep doing what we're doing, or we're going to get the same results. Thank you for your time.
My time is yours, sir. Any questions from the commission? Mr. Sisler. Obviously, the gentleman does have some concerns, and in looking at those pictures, I have some concerns. However, I'm quick to realize under the laws of the Commonwealth of Virginia, some of those personal concerns that I have are not jurisdictional concerns that are before this commission. I'll put the matter to the commission for a vote shortly, but I would just, you know, from a good government perspective, urge whatever we can do to evaluate what has worked and what hadn't worked. And I'm not in a position jurisdictionally to point fingers, nor am I going to go down that road. We just want to make sure, as good government should, and I'm sure you share that philosophy.
I can't agree more. I have to agree, those are very damning pictures. I will fill you in on some of the facts. That project was a Newport News Waterworks project. The emergency spillway was required by the state for that dam for dam safety. I see the sediment and the dirt that Mr. Cardwell has there, and I can't tell you where it has come from. I know he's convinced it came from the spillway. You saw in the pictures there were check dams. There were several layers of ENS control there. The boom at the bottom, check dams along the way, straw bales. It was designed by a engineering design firm. It was reviewed by the county, enforced by the county. DCR was out there numerous times. However, where that dirt came from that Mr. Cardwell obviously has at his property, I can't address that either, because I did a little, if you take and cut out the area of the creek down to Mr. Cardwell's house, it's 90 times the area of the spillway of the dam. So to put the 4 inches of sediment that Mr. Cardwell has down there, they would have had to excavate that area of the dam 30 feet deep and somehow got all that dirt into the stream to do what is being said has been done there. And obviously that could not have happened. There were some problems there. Hurricane or Tropical Storm Ernesto did come during that project, and it did make a big mess for a while there. And I think the contractor tried to resolve it very quickly, and like I said, I don't know what else I can tell you. DCR was down several times. I will tell you, York County does take ENS very seriously. We're one of the few localities in the state that passed our exam from DCR on the first try, and I can't agree more with Mr. Cardwell. I'm also in my position in charge of the ENS with the county, and we do take it very seriously and try for everyone to keep and use. But we use what the state recommends, and I don't know of any way to do it differently than what we're planning to do.
Okay. Any questions as a follow-up? All right. The matter is before the commission on the project at hand. For discussion or for motion. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a question. I guess what the protesters have asked, my question for counsel perhaps would be, is that request jurisdictional of the commission? That is, to require the county to do more than more than what they propose to do in terms of BMPs or additional sediment control in related to the project.
Mr. Josephson.
Okay. I don't know that it's so much a question of jurisdiction as whether or not this entity knows a better way of approaching things than the state agencies that presumably set up standards to which, you know, the county or the government here is planning on complying with. Now, if the commission staff or other expertise can come up with something better in its mind, I think you could probably, because there's an impact on state-owned property, state-owned bottom land. There is an impact there. If you have an answer, and it's reasonable, it's a reasonable condition, then I think you could probably attach it to the permit.
Mr. Graham?
Thank you. I think counsel's correct, you know, from the standpoint of a development, and there's an oyster bar immediately downstream. I think the commission certainly is within its purview to require supplemental measures to prevent siltation of those oyster grounds, you know, in this case. As to the threshold question as to whether staff has inherent expertise to say, well, this should be done over and above the recommendations and the sediment erosion control law, no, sir. I mean, I would be at a loss to recommend an additional supplemental condition that would address, you know, this particular project. In the western part of the state, we require the project to be done in enclosed coffer dams. Certainly, if you could do this project in a span of 7 days and guarantee that there was no runoff, no storms, do it in coffer dams, and then provide some sort of, you know, jute mat or vegetation that would grow prior to the storm, yes, you might be able to address it. But we rely on DCR and the agencies that, you know, put together the best management practices, and normally when we make a recommendation to you, it's that the applicant comply with, you know, those practices. So I don't have anything additional that I could offer at this point.
Thank you. Does that answer your question, Mr.
Robinson? Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Fox.
How about the representatives of VIMS? Would they have any further recommendations?
Mr. Varnell.
Nothing above and beyond what DCR has done for the state government.
Thank you all. Matters before the commission for action.
I move we adopt staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Holland. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you for the presentation. Thank you so much for your wonderful presentations and bringing this information to our attention. One more. You want to take a break?
Let's go to lunch.
We'll adjourn and return from lunch at 1 o'clock.